Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the text. As we conclude our four-week journey reading through Paul's letter to the Philippians, we see that Paul very much wants his readers to be filled with encouragement and true joy and peace and contentment. These are not natural parts of life in the sinful world. Peace, joy, contentment don't just happen on their own. They are gifts of God and come from participating in the gifts of God. In the face of the trials of life, I cannot command you to be joyful, be content. We try this with our children and it doesn't work. Be happy or I'll give you something to cry about. Why do we think it's going to work with us? It would be like telling someone who's struggling with depression to snap out of it. Be at peace. I mean, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And yet you struggle. And you don't feel joy or peace or contentment. Certainly not every day. And now what Paul wrote his gospel becomes a law to you. And these sweet words get piled on top of the burden of guilt that you already have and that you already have no strength to lift. It just weighs you down even more. When you see God as one who demands from you what you cannot fulfill, and you begin to see him as an angry God, or you end up angry at God yourself. However, when you see God as the one who gives unexpected relief, then you see him as the Prince of Peace. And rightly so. We live in the now but not yet of our eternal life. Our old Adam drowned and died in baptism. We have been raised to a new life in Christ. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who lives and believes in me will never die. And the peace and joy and contentment we will know in the life to come is unimaginable. St. Paul says that there simply aren't words to describe the glory of heaven. In heaven, telling you to be at peace will be like telling a healthy person here on earth to breathe. It will be natural, involuntary. You can't stop yourself from breathing. Being at peace, having true joy and contentment here on earth, is not natural since Adam's fall. Our sinful life is like being in the depths of the sea. Separated from God, we enter this world into the crushing blackness of the deep. And God says to you, breathe. That's the unexpected gift. That's the grace of baptism. Having drowned in the water, God gives you the breath of life. You will not know the fullness of the indescribable glory of God until you depart this life. But my message to you today is that you do not need to wait around for God to call you out of this life for you to find peace and joy. It is unexpected, but it is here in this life also. I cannot decide to have joy or peace. In the same way, you know, I'm not sorry for my sins because I have decided to be sorry for my sins. The Holy Spirit has called me to repent and confess. By my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault, I am a poor, miserable sinner. In the past few weeks, we've heard Paul writing about koinonia, fellowship, participation in the things of God. I am called to participate in the confession of my sin so that I may also participate in the joy of the absolution, so that I may also participate in the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. I have not decided to have faith. The Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his gifts. I am the drowning man to whom God has said, breathe. It is the unexpected relief of the problem I could not fix, the burden that I could not carry being taken off of my shoulders. That is where we get the joy and peace and contentment that otherwise is unknown in this world. What Paul is saying is that this then makes us capable of enduring any situation, no matter what may come. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And this is written by a man sitting in prison, facing persecution and execution for being a Christian. Rejoice in the Lord always. Find relief in the cross of Jesus. If you suffer sickness, trials, temptations, loss, and some people and families seem to endure, from our perspective, more than their fair share of this, Paul reminds us that there is nothing fair about this life, and that is something for which we should give thanks. I know what I have done. I know what a sinner I am. I know where I would be in this life and in the life to come if everything was fair, without the undeserved grace of God. I do not deserve to take my next breath. I am the drowning man to whom God has said, breathe. He has carried the burdens which we cannot carry. And he has blessed us with so much more than just the breath of life and our daily bread. And if you have any success, or victory, health, wealth, happiness, know that you have a gracious Father who likes to give good gifts to his children. And as Paul says, the secret of contentment is to be content, whether you have plenty or want, whether you're hungry or well-fed. And when you receive these good things, don't be anxious that these things are going to be taken away. Because we know that they will go away, because God's word is the only thing in this world that is eternal. Be content, no matter what the day brings, because you know what you have in Christ. So Paul says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. What he's saying is that to have patience and grace should be your standard default response no matter what the day brings. Don't be hasty to judge. Don't be easily offended when things are not going according to your plan. Participate in patience and grace as you approach each circumstance of the day, as you approach others, especially your brothers and sisters in Christ. Splashing water in the face of a drowning man to get their attention does not bring peace to anyone. Do the unexpected. Give an unexpected, gracious response. That is how you participate in the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Forgive the undeserving. Be gracious to the ungrateful. Do to others what God has already done to you. I cannot command you to be joyful. I cannot command you to be content or to be at peace. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. Keeping your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus is the only way the Holy Spirit can allow you to even approach the air of joy and peace that we will breathe in the life to come. Until then, I can only give you what God has already given you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.